Welcome to Native America Calling from Studio 49 in Albuquerque. I'm Tara Gatewood. Today we open our electronic talking circle to the family duo Sister Says. Here's some of the music they're proud of off of their new album, Heart Placement.
All the fragile ones, they crash into the sea. Abel's busy saving them until they plummet underneath. So much to surrender, so there's so much to keep.
That's some of what Native siblings Jillian and Robert Thompson have to offer to music lovers this hour. There are more sounds ahead from the group Sister Says right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A forum on race relations in Rapid City, South Dakota was held Monday. It comes in the wake of an alleged hate crime against Lakota children. The Rapid City mayor and police chief heard concerns from the standing room only crowd. Charles Michael Ray reports.
Both Rapid City Mayor Sam Quaker and Police Chief Carl Jagaris expressed the need to deal with racism and improve cross-cultural communication. Chief Jagaris also asked for community patience in the ongoing investigation into alleged hate crimes, child abuse, and assault in the January 24th incident at a Rapid City Rush hockey game where some white men allegedly threw beer and shouted racial slurs at a group of Native students. Jagaris says detectives have interviewed more than 100 witnesses and are not finished gathering evidence.
I can assure you, with all of those steps that have been taken, that this is not being brushed under the rug. It is not being forgotten. What is occurring is that we're doing a thorough investigation. And that's critical that we do so. Such an important issue requires a thorough investigation.
Many at the forum expressed concern that the police are moving too slowly. They want to see those involved arrested and publicly named. Deborah Whiteplume drove from Pine Ridge to take part in the meeting. She wants action to ensure the justice system works for Native people.
But I came here to tell you, I want some action by your power structure. Our people put $300 million into this town, into this economy every year. And we deserve to be treated with the same human rights everybody else is.
Others at the meeting say a dialogue on race relations in Rapid City needs to continue. About 1,000 people are expected to show up at a rally against racism outside the local civic center just prior to a Rapid City Rush hockey game. For National Native News, I'm Charles Michael Ray.
Statements from Monday's event in Rapid City included the need to improve race relations. Many expressed concerns over a lack of trust between Native Americans and police. CJ Messiah is the training coordinator for the Pennington County Sheriff's Office in Rapid City. He announced a new cultural training program being set up for community law enforcement. Beyond this, he says the issue of race relations must be an ongoing dialogue in South Dakota.
You have to keep going. You have to keep it going. You can't just let an incident or incidents make you come out and have these type of meetings. You have to leave here with the mentality on both sides that we have to keep this going, be it from law enforcement inviting the community or the community inviting law enforcement. But it has to be an ongoing thing, quarterly, at least quarterly. But it has to be a community thing. We all live here.
Members of the community brought up the idea of a citizens review committee to hear and investigate any allegations against the police department. Messiah says he believes this would be a positive step. He says a similar board worked well in Houston, Texas, where he served as a police officer for many years. The Indian Health Service is announcing new leadership today. For the last few years, Dr. Yvette Rubidoux has led the IHS. In 2013, the president nominated her for a second four-year term. She has since been serving as acting director, but law limits the amount of time a nominee can serve in an acting position. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, work is being done to resubmit Rubidoux's nomination. In the meantime, she will serve as a senior advisor to the secretary. Robert McSwain, deputy director of IHS, will be acting director. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
The Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce's Convention and Tourism Department welcomes to Albuquerque the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, March 14th to the 18th. Information on convention services at ahcnm.org.
When you file online for your PFD, every Alaskan can support National Native News. Just use Pick, Click, Give, and select KNBA-FM Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. With one donation at a time, good things will happen all over Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. Siblings Jillian and Rob Thompson from the Haida and Tsimshian Nations are making music a family affair. And once again, their soulful group, Sister Says, is tempting audiences to take a deep look at love and life in their latest album, Heart Placement. The Canadian First Nations duo grew up with various musical influences, and it's noticeable in their 12-track album, full of pop, jazz, rock, and soul sounds. And we're going to give a listen here in just a few moments to their work. Today, you are also able to connect directly to the band by calling into our toll-free number, 1-800-996-2848. Feel free to let the band know what you think about their music. Your questions are welcome, too. And we're also giving away copies of Heart Placement during our live broadcast today. That's their album, to the first 10 callers to make it on air compliments of the band. And the number to join us is also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go ahead and bring in Sister Says. From Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, we have Jillian Thompson. And in Burnaby, British Columbia, we have Rob Thompson. I'd like to go ahead and welcome Sister Says to the hour. Welcome to Native America Calling, folks.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
And it's fun to have a brother and sister duo coming together like this and sharing the music. And so go ahead and tell our listening audience a little bit about who Sister Says is. Jillian, let's have you kick us off.
Sister Says is the music that my brother and I create together and the people that we collaborate with. And I think it's kind of, the band is kind of at the root of everything in a lot of ways that Rob and I both do.
All right. And Rob, anything to add?
No, that's pretty much sums it up. It's the collaboration between myself and my sister and the music we write. And there's a lot of people that sometimes we perform as a duo and sometimes we have a band and we have a lot of collaborations we work with.
All right. And we're going to get this question out of the way. I'm sure you get it every time. What's it like working with your sibling? Rob, start us off.
It's really cool. I'm always really happy when I'm performing on stage and I look to the left of me or the right and I see my sister beside me. We have a connection that it goes beyond just music. We really think along the same waveforms and, we get along really well. We fight a lot, but at the same time, like our fights quickly blow over because of that relationship.
All right. And Jillian, do you agree or is something else going on?
I agree. I find, Rob sounds corny, but Rob's one of my favorite people to write music with because it's just so easy. I think too, when you write with family, there is an intuitiveness, which is great. And like Rob said, yeah, we do fight sometimes, but it's I think it's normal. And again, like we're both, I think, adults enough and professional enough where we can kind of just get through it. And Yeah, I think being related to and close makes it's easier for us to be really honest with each other, which is really nice.
Nice. Well, we hear it through the music. And again, today we are visiting with Sister Says. Both Jillian and Rob are on the line. And again, if you want to connect with them, all you have to do is give us a ring, 1-800-996-2848. And we're also going to be sharing some of the music, too. Let's go ahead and give them a taste of what is on the album. Rob, go ahead and set up the first song that we have ready to roll. It's the title cut, Heart Placement.
Yeah, this is our fun, positive song. It's funky. I love the lyrics that Jill's come up with it. It's positive, and it's our title track and the debut on our album here. It's the single.
All right, we're going to jump into that again. It is our February Music Maker. Sister Says is with us on the line. And again, if you want to join the conversation, give us a call, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go to that song now. Here is Heart Placement by Sister Says.
There's nowhere else but now. Live into each moment. Don't you look down. Make a memory. Settle in a dream. Let the dream be unleashed and realize you're free. Brought down.
Listening to Heart Placement. It is a title cut from Sister Says, and they are our February Music Maker. If you like what you're hearing, call in right now. Tell us about it. 1-800-996-2848. We're sharing the music too. First 10 callers will receive a complimentary copy of the album. Let's hear some more.
Everything is all right here with us in Studio 49. We are connecting to Sister Says today and their new album, Heart Placement. And that was the title track there. Again, we are inviting you to our talking circle today. If you want to tell the band what you think about the music, and if you have any questions, call in 1-800-996-2848 is the number to join our hour. And Jillian, tell us a little bit about what we just heard.
Yeah, that's that was Heart Placement. It's actually, you already announced that, but yeah, it's kind of just about living in the present and just being happy for what you have right now, and yeah, and just being alive and finding that place to put your heart, like put it in the right place. A positive place.
Well, I think a lot of people might be concentrated on that. It is, quote, the month of love. A lot of people are thinking about this. Any thoughts about how this album might play into that theme of the month, love? Rob, any thoughts?
Well, I mean, as far as love, I mean, it's love beyond, you know, romantic relationships, love with your family members, love with your friends and the people around you. I actually sang the first song I've ever really sang on an album before. It's called Swimming Sharks. I know you don't have it queued up, but that's okay. But that song's about the love between a friend and friendship and growing up and the love of your childhood and nostalgia.
Yeah, it's a fun one and great to hear you lend your voice in there. And as we think of the album as a whole, you know, what's the best way to describe it? What do you think, Jillian?
Yeah, I think this album is really the root of us as a band. And I think our first album's really fun in the way that we were like figuring things out, and it's kind of we're experimenting and everything and finding our sound. And with this album, it's very, I think it's a lot more refined as an album, and it's us just finding ourselves and it kind of showcases Sister Says as in a really kind of a whole way, I guess.
And so this is your second album. Rob, how would you say you are entering a new arena on this?
The difference between this album and our first album, we were really just experimenting. We were kind of throwing paint at a canvas. And this album, we came in, everything was written already for the most part. We had a huge selection of songs to kind of go through, so we really pared it down and really thought about how to make this album as concise as possible. And we our first album had probably about 30 to 40 different musicians at different points, and we recorded over about a three-year period, and this was done in about a year and a half with five or six musicians and one producer. So we were all on the same sort of wavelength the whole time. And I think you can hear in the music, I think it's a lot more groovy because of that. And it's a lot, there's a theme to it, I find. I think there's a thread throughout the album.
Thanks, Rob. And again, we are talking with Sister Says. Both Rob and Jillian are on the line with us today, and they are sharing their music, also the story behind the music they're sharing. And again, if you'd like to join us, all you have to do is call 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. I know a lot of times people like to know how the music is formed. And Jillian, how would you describe the process of, you know, how your music comes to life?
Yeah, well, definitely for this album, there were songs that we kind of written during the album and that we just kind of wrote right away. And then there's songs that we wrote from a long time ago that we took pieces from. Often Rob will come up with an arrangement, and I'll write the lyrics to it. And usually, like, he'll sometimes send it to me, or we'll meet up and work on it, and I'll write the lyrics right there when he's there. And we record it often. Like, Rob has an audio engineering background, and we have a studio in Rob's place, and so he'll even, like, record a demo, and we record our ideas all the time in different phases of a song. And then sometimes, too, I write a lot of poetry, too, just without music in mind. Or sometimes, too, I'm with music, and then show it to Rob. That's usually the way that it goes down. But, sometimes, too, there's been times where we both are together and we'll write a song and we'll both kind of come up with the different arrangement parts.
That's nice.
Yeah, Rob's more of the arranger.
And Rob, I want to hear more about how you build music, but I got a caller on the line that we're going to weave in. And again, you can also join us by calling 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go to Adrian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Adrian, welcome to the hour, and what would you like to know?
Actually, I'd like to make a comment first about the first song, The Heart Placement.
Okay.
I really enjoyed that song. It's a really nice song. And second, I wanted to know, do you guys have like a SoundCloud account or some kind of another album? And how do you guys go about getting your albums?
All right. Thanks, Adrian. Rob, where do people find you?
Well, the best place to go for all the links is sistersays.com. You can get it on iTunes. We're on SoundCloud. We're on basically everything. So Bandcamp, all those different sites. But the place to go for all the links is sistersays.com.
All right. Thanks for that, Adrian. And we also have a link to it on our website. If you are having a hard time finding it, that's where you can go to. Again, phone lines are open, 1-800-99-NATIVE. And it looks like we got 9 CDs left. We're giving them away this hour. And, you know, first 10 callers to make it on air will receive a complimentary copy of the CD. And, Rob, anything you want to add about how your music is built?
We have a lot of different methods. Sometimes I'm sitting on a piano and Jill just shows me some lyrics and we put the music together. Other times, like a song like Homesick, we both were sitting with guitars and we were just trading verses back and forth. And I just happened to have the recording equipment going. We're both on microphones and Jill was actually jamming on a ukulele and I was on my guitar. And she sang a verse and then I sang a verse and then I sang a chorus and then she sang a verse and then I recorded it and we sort of sat on it for a few months and I eventually pulled it up and we were like, wow, this is pretty cool. And then from there, we really refined it and kind of came up with some arrangement parts. But that's usually how it goes. It's usually just kind of in the moment, spontaneous, few ideas, and then lots of refining.
And Rob, you know, when you take a look at your history with music, you know, what would you say it's been like growing up around music?
It's always been a part of my life. From the moment my first memories was my dad walking around with a guitar. We always had a piano in the house. Joe was always singing. I was always really interested in the recording process and sort of putting shows together. So it's just something that's always been around. I've always just loved music and I love creating. And I can't imagine not doing it.
Thanks. And we're glad you're here to share with us today. We got another caller we're bringing in. Again, phone lines are open, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go to Edward now in Fairbanks, Alaska, tuned in on KRFF. Edward, welcome to the hour. And go ahead and share your thoughts.
Yes, I'm looking around for different types of music. I'm getting tired of listening to the same old country music all the time. So I thought I'd check it out. And I heard his music, and I said, I got to get more of this because it's kind of like my style.
Nice. Expanding what you're putting your ears on. We're glad that you turned to us for that, Edward. We hope you enjoy your CD. And Jillian, any words for Edward, wanting to just kind of hear more stuff?
Yeah. So there's, you can also check out our website. You can go to sistersays.com. We have music on iTunes. I don't know. Yeah. If you do email, there's you can email us too if if people want like hard copies and things like that. But a lot of people buy music online, so you can check it out there. We post our shows on our website. Unfortunately, it's all kind of like online because that's the easiest way to do it. We're going to be coming to Ontario, and yeah, anyone who would like us to travel out their way, we always welcome that. Like, let us know, and then we can always try to think of that. Like, because we plan to be touring more, and it's good to know where people want to hear us.
Sure. And Jillian, any thoughts for folks who just want to hear something new and they feel that your sound is it? Go ahead.
I would say, yeah. So you can, our different sites to check out are there's Bandcamp, and there's links on our website to that, iTunes. I think our music's on Amazon, CD Baby. I would say that's probably the easiest way. We're giving away some albums today as well, so.
All right. Well, we know with technology there are many options for listening to music. We are talking with one band coming to us from the Tsimshian and Haida Nations. Both Jillian and Rob are on the line with us today. They are Sister Says, and they are a brother and sister duo. Sometimes you catch them doing their thing on stage, sometimes with the band. And we're going to be sharing more music as we get back from our break. But we are also inviting you to the hour. All you have to do is call in 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And we gave you a sample of their music. But right after the break, we are going to jump into more of their sound and hear, you know, why this album is important to them. You can also join the conversation. You can ask a question. Any of you folks out there who are also musicians, if there's something you'd like to know about how the band gets their sound the way it is, give us a call, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. We have plenty of CDs left too. If this is music that you want to add to your sound mix, all you have to do is give us a call, 1-800-996-2848. Also, what does it mean to you to be hearing this kind of music and knowing that there are Native musicians who are putting it out there in the world? Want to hear about that too? Call us. Phone lines are open, 1-800-996-2848. 2848 will be right back. I'm Tara Gatewood, host of Native America Calling. Is it better to know or not know? Some people put off tests that may tell them they have cancer because they're afraid of what they might find. Next time, we'll talk about the value of early detection and treatment for cancer and how to get over the fear of tests.
Are you an experienced journalist passionate about bringing Native issues and perspectives to a wide audience? Have you demonstrated ability to lead radio producers and reporters in best practices to produce programs of the highest broadcast standards?
You could be the next executive producer, manager of national programs at Kawanak Broadcast Corporation's Albuquerque-based Annenberg National Native Voice Studios. Find the full job description and how to apply at NativeAmericaCalling.com. February is Children's Dental Health Month. Cavities can be prevented by brushing your kids' teeth daily and by limiting sugary snacks and sodas. Please make an appointment for your family today and visit the dentist regularly. A gentle reminder from Napper, Inc., a tax-exempt organization.
Welcome back to Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo, and we have opened the hour to more Native music today. This month, we are featuring the sounds of Sister Says, and they are live on the line with us from British Columbia, Canada, and we're lending an ear to their latest album, Heart Placement. And you're also invited to this listening party on our Native airwaves. And again, what do you think of the music so far? Are there any lyrics that are reminding you of your own take on life? And what about the sounds you're hearing? Are they the type of tunes that you like to fill your soul with? Call in, tell us about it. Our phone lines are open, and our number is 1-800-996-2848. And we're also giving away Sister Says album. To get a copy of Heart Placement, all you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers to make it on air with your comment or question, and you'll get a CD, compliments of the band. And the number to join us is also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And I want to welcome back both of our guests, both Rob and Jillian Thompson, who are on the line with us today. And again, they are Sister Says. Let's go ahead and hear more from Native America. We want to go ahead and bring in a caller. We have Nancy in Sioux County, Nebraska, tuned in on KILI. Nancy, what do you think of the music?
Hi, I'm calling just to appreciate you two. Thank you for Sister Says and your music. It's especially poignant for me this year as we've lost a sibling. So it's really nice to hear about your working together, and I'm going to look for your music.
All right. Thanks for your call, Nancy. Rob, any words for our caller, Nancy?
Oh, I really appreciate that, and I'm sorry to hear about your loss. Yeah, thank you. That's what kind of keeps us going, hearing stuff like that.
All right. Again, thanks, Nancy. Let's go ahead and go over to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're going to bring in Gwendolyn, who is tuned in on KUNM. Gwendolyn, what do you think?
Yes. Hi. I think it is so awesome that a brother and sister, a Native brother and sister, play such wonderful, uplifting music. I am with my aunt, Eleanor Smith, and it just brought us so much joy to hear it just. We just started getting up and just enjoying everything. It just really brought uplifting inspiration.
All right. Gwendolyn, it's always nice to hear things like that. Jillian, anything else you want to add?
Hawa, thank you. That's really, it's so nice to hear that. And I'm glad that, the music, you find it uplifting and you just enjoy it. Yeah, that's the music's for everyone. That's why we do it.
All right. Well, let's give them some more, Jillian. We have Homesick ready to share. Go ahead and set it up for us.
Homesick is kind of, it's about, it's a bit about traveling and also a bit about, just feeling homesick, even not maybe you are, you know, technically where you live, but you feel homesick because you feel not where you should be, and just kind of realizing that. And I think everyone's kind of gone through that. So,
all right, well, we're going to jump into that now. And again, this is Sister Says here on Native America Calling. It is our February Music Maker. We are featuring their album, Heart Placement. Phone lines are open. Tell them what you think about the music. Call 1-800-996-2848. We're going to go now to Homesick.
I feel so homesick, I haven't slept for days. what you're searching for. You know what you're searching for. And where you're going is where you're going, is where you're going. And where you're leaving is where you're leaving, and where you're leaving is where you're leaving. Thought I was high now, baby. Turned out I was wearing your disguise. Taking some time out, baby, but you used illusions to trick my mind. Amused yourself, pretend to say.
Just heard from Sister Says. They are on the line with us today, and we are enjoying the music coming to us from brother and sister Rob and Jillian, who make up Sister Says. They're on the line with us. You can also join the conversation by calling in 1-800-996-2848. And what did that last track make you think of? Call us, tell us about it. Again, 1-800-99-NATIVE is the number to call. Let's go ahead and bring in a caller. We have Sherry, who is on the line in Houston, Texas. She's tuned in online. Sherry, welcome to the hour, and tell us what you're hearing.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me on. I'm really enjoying this music. I have a lot of traditional flute or native music, such as from Buddy Redbow and John Trudell. And here in Houston, we used to have an intertribal group where we would meet and vendors would come in with the latest music. But we haven't had that for the last 10 years. So I'm always searching online and other places for native music. And as I'm hearing this music today, I was not aware of this band until today. And I would like to know where they're getting their influence from. What is it that makes their sound like that? Where is it coming from? Are they having a special influence from a particular artist or artists?
All right, Sherry, thank you for your call. Enjoy the music some more, too, as you get your CD. Again, we are giving away some of the music. There are a handful of CDs left. All you have to do is call us, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Rob, we also got a question, too, from our email. Jim sent us a question very similar to Sherry. What are your influences?
Wow, yeah. Our influences, I think we have a few different influences and a few similar ones between myself and my sister. Kind of going back, our dad was a blues musician, so we were really inspired by, you know, Albert King and B.B. King as we were kids growing up, and sort of that type of music and soul and Michael Jackson. And I was, as a kid really growing up in the 90s, I was really into hip-hop. And then today, I'm really inspired by a lot of great Native music coming out of Canada, bands like Digging Roots and groups like A Tribe Called Red, and they Leonard Sumner. There's just so much great music, so I'm constantly being inspired and uplifted by the music that surrounds us.
All right, Sherry, thank you for your call again there in Houston, Texas. Again, join the hour, 1-800-99-NATIVE. And Rob, you know, are we in a time where there might be a little more freedom to blend different genres? What do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think we are at the absolute, everything sort of seems to be sort of running into each other. Jillian and I have been sort of playing in the Aboriginal music scene in Canada for about 10 years now, and it's very different from when we started. It seems like what we've felt is that it just sort of seems to keep getting better and better, and like we're really lucky that they sort of cleared the path for us, and there just seems to be more and more different types of music coming out now. Like when we started, it was a lot of rock and a lot of country and a bit of hip hop. And now everyone sort of seems to be working together and collaborating with each other. And the younger musicians are sort of incorporating all the different influences as well as the traditional elements of the music.
I think it's really exciting when we're able to blend like that. And, you know, what about you? Do you think we are in times where blending different genres is really welcome? Give us a call, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go back to phone lines. We have a caller on the line. I want to go ahead and bring in Holly, who is in Porcupine, South Dakota, tuned in on KILI. Holly, welcome to the hour.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you with us. And what do you think about the music?
The song that was recently playing reminded me of when I was lonely when I was off to boarding school, but this was years ago. And I really like her her voice. It sounds good.
All right. Thanks for shouting out to us, Holly. They're in Porcupine, South Dakota. Let's bring in another. We got Manny here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Manny, what do you think?
I think it's great, especially that music. You know, just brings a lot of nodding to your head and tapping to your feet and kind of takes you back wondering about the good old days. I like that.
Yep, I agree with you. Made me want to jump in a Studebaker and cruise around. Good stuff. Manny, great to hear from you. And again, 1-800-99-NATIVE is the number to get in on the conversation. Rob, I also understand that you understand music in many ways, especially through different instruments, and that you play several of them. Any thoughts on how you're able to go from instrument to bring out your sound?
Yeah, I'm just very much interested in the process of making sound and putting things together. So I kind of started in the production side and learning instruments like the bass, and then slowly adding to that guitar and keyboards. And I think a unique playing style for all of them. I'm definitely not a master, but I think when I'm writing songs and I'm putting together and I'm on stage, I'm definitely able to bring my own sort of unique sort of style and perspective and sound. And Jill's also a pretty good keyboardist herself, and we're actually going to be doing a few new things as a duo set, and I'll be playing guitar and keyboards, and she's also going to be playing synthesizer and keyboards as well. It's sort of a new element we're adding to the band for our next tour.
And Rob, is there any one instrument you find yourself gravitating towards when you're composing, I guess?
When I'm composing, I love, I really... My favorite thing in the world is playing electric piano. So that's the instrument I love to write with. my strongest one is definitely the bass guitar, but it's, unless you're kind of developing a riff, it's sometimes you kind of need, if you want some chord, more chords, you need to play an instrument where you can play more notes at once.
All right. Thanks for that, Rob. And Jillian, we hear from you too. It's great stuff. Let's go ahead and continue to connect with our listening audience. I want to go ahead and bring in our caller, Andrew, who is in Pocatello, Idaho, tuned in on KISU. Andrew, welcome to the hour and share your thoughts, please.
Hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to say thanks for having me, and that I really like the Native America. My mom is half Native American, so I'm a quarter. So it's been helpful to try to strengthen the Native American foundation in my life. And the song was really great. I like that he, I forget his name, but the guy who's a member of the band.
Sure, it's Rob.
Yeah, Rob. I like that you mentioned A Tribe Called Red, because I've been listening to them a lot lately.
They put out some really good stuff. And Andrew, call us anytime. Welcome to our talking circle. It's always a pleasure to hear from folks and why you do turn into our electronic talking circle. Some good stuff, Andrew. We hope you enjoy that music. And again, you can join us. 1-800-99-NATIVE is where you find us on Twitter, too. And Jillian, you bring the voice. I mean, you can't help but get lost in your voice when we're listening to your music. Anything you want to tell our listening audience about, you know, how you bring your sound?
Thank you. Like what Rob is saying, we grew up in a household where there was always a lot of different types of music. And so, I'm really inspired by a lot of different types of sounds, but a lot of soulful singers, I love stuff that's really bluesy too, like Etta James and jazz stuff like Billie Holiday and Nina Simone and also newer singers like Beth Orton and Bjork, and so I listen to a lot of different things, and yeah, that's kind of how I discovered my sound.
Well, you have a lot of talent. We have been enjoying listening to your voice, you know, over the track, and you guys make a great team. Let's go ahead and hear more from our listening audience. We want to bring in Pete now, who is in Mandarin, North Dakota, tuned in on KMHA. Pete, welcome to the hour.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hey, yeah. I was just going to ask sisters how they got their break in the music business, I guess, and how tough it was to become professional musicians.
All right, Pete, thank you for your call. Rob, help us with that one.
It was very small. I mean, we just honestly just started playing gigs in a sort of a family band. We used to perform with our dad a lot, and we were kind of started playing in the backyard jams, and then the next thing you know, you get asked to kind of play a gig, and just sort of working our way up step by step. And we've been on and off sort of record labels and stuff like that. So just playing lots, getting lots of people to hear you as much as you can. And that's kind of the way we got our start.
All right. Thanks, Pete. Let's go ahead and give him some more of this great music. Again, we are talking with Sister Says here on our February Music Maker. This is Native America Calling, and we're going to give you more of Sister Says right now. Here is their track, Moving Miles.
Dream about it, a million miles away. screen. That's just a part of the movie. When it's bright, let's take flight. Cause when it's gray, it rains and rains.
Are hearing Moving Miles. Let's hear more from Native America and what you think about this album. Let's go ahead and bring in Robin, driving in South Dakota, tuned in on KOYA. Robin, what do you think?
I think it's great. I love Native American music, and I love her voice. She's got a beautiful voice.
I agree, Robin. Let's hear more of it. Thank you for your call there in South Dakota.
Like the miles are just moving ahead of me, moving ahead of me as I take a step. Like the miles are just spinning ahead of me, like a wheel in a roulette. Oh, like the miles, moving miles are, like the miles, moving.
Good one coming to us. That's Moving Miles by Sister Says, our February music maker. Let's squeeze in one more call. We have Wendy in Denver, Colorado, tuned in online. Wendy, what would you like to tell the band?
Yes, thank you for letting me go on air here. And I just heard that I ran out of disc, but that's okay. Well, listen, I just want you, get you kids to know that I really appreciate your music. Very soothing. I'm an older person, I guess you could say. I'm a kid from the 60s and the 70s. So, you know, I've been kind of opening up my listening views lately. And I've been really listening to kids younger that have really got into rapping, into heavy metal. And I really like the tone of your style, of that jazzy, the bluesy kind of sound to it. I was just telling the gal right before the call that it is so soothing that you can sit in a coffee house somewhere and listen to this, and you would never know that it was Native American kids singing this.
All right, Wendy, thanks for sharing that there in Denver, Colorado. Jillian, what do you think about what Wendy shared?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think that's a nice, really nice thing that you said. And yeah, I think, yeah, definitely. I think our music has a kind of, it, a lot of people, they it reminds them of kind of like coffee house or like a lounge or something. So yeah, thank you for saying that. Yeah.
All right, Wendy, thank you for your call. And we are getting close to the end of the hour. Got about a minute before we wrap up this hour. Rob, any final thoughts you want to leave us with?
I really appreciate having you guys having us on the radio today. I really appreciate all the calls and the wonderful feedback. It feels really good. Hoping that everyone enjoys the music. And I would encourage everyone to go online if they feel like it, to go to sistersays.com. And we got some kind of cool live music videos on YouTube. We do heart placement. I think we Do, Give Me My Love, and Homesick, they're all recorded live in a studio, in the same studio we recorded our album. So they're kind of off the floor, and they're kind of really cool music videos. So if anyone wants to see us live today, they can check those out.
All right, Rob, that is a great suggestion. And we also tweeted one out. So if you want to start your viewing of Sister Says, go to our Twitter right now. It's posted there. And we tweet under 1-800-99-NATIVE. And we're going to wrap up our hour now. I want to go ahead and thank both of our guests who joined us here on the line with us today, Sister Says, and that means Jillian and Rob Thompson. Thank you both for sharing your music with us and our listeners today. It has been our pleasure to jam with you. Please do stay connected. Let us know when there are more great sounds coming out of Sister Says. And again, you can find a link to the band on our website, NativeAmericaCalling.com. And if you didn't know, we're on Facebook too. And if you haven't visited that page or our Twitter account, please do tell a friend or two and connect with us that way. We give you updates on what's going on our talking circles. So you can find us there. And thanks to our crew as well here at Native America Calling, our senior producer, Monica Brain, our associate producer, Andy Murphy, and our engineer, Stephen Emmons. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. We will be back again tomorrow with more from our program. And again, visit us online, NativeAmericaCalling.com.
Sacred Wind Communications education nonprofit, Sacred Wind Community Connect, is a proud sponsor of this program. Sacred Wind provides high school and college scholarships and internet training to areas of the Navajo Nation and Pueblo of Laguna in New Mexico, where the parent company provides voice and broadband services. Sacred Wind believes that broadband technologies can reinforce Native cultures and offer other opportunities for self-determination. For more information, log on to sacredwindcommunications.com.
Are you an experienced journalist passionate about bringing Native issues and perspectives to a wide audience? Have you demonstrated ability to lead radio producers and reporters in best practices to produce programs of the highest broadcast standards? You could be the next executive producer, manager of national programs at Kawanak Broadcast Corporation's Albuquerque-based Annenberg National Native Voice Studios. Find the full job description and how to apply at NativeAmericaCalling.com.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.